is in the lore.
Greetings and blessings from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ.
I am Reverend Eugene Stevenson, pastor at the New Jerusalem Baptist Church in Alexandria, Louisiana, and New Beulah Baptist Church in Boise, Louisiana.
The Word of God, Mark 16:15-16 says, "Go ye into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. And he that believeth and is baptized shall be saved, and he that believeth not shall be damned." Listen to a gospel message already in progress.
Because that he had his been often bound with feathers, foresaid, and chains. And now you know he's smelling bad.
Yes, sir. Oh, yeah.
By now. Because it's hot, probably. And he run up and down the grave. He ain't got no shade. Come on now. He ain't took no bath. I know he ain't did that. He ain't got no Tide soap or no oxygen soap or no none of that kind of stuff. He ain't got no polo green, polo blue. He in a graveyard. Picture yourself like that. Don't think you can't be like that. Don't think your mind can. Now this ain't something I preach now. Because I was in the Old Testament. I like that Old Testament. But God led me here. Because if for somebody in him, his grace and mercy, what's going to bring you through what you're going through. His power going to bring somebody wherever they're going through. If the devil brought you to the mess, God has got power to bring you through the mess. And he says, I got to read them for y'all. Five say, all night. It would have said, no, it said, always. Oh, I don't want to be nothing out. Night. And all day. Can you imagine? He wasn't even eating nothing. This man was in a bad fix. This boy here was so demonic that he couldn't even eat. He couldn't even think for himself. Bleed, because they say he was cutting himself with stones. Picture yourself like that. Don't think you can't get down to that level.
Amen.
Don't think you can't be homeless.
Amen.
You're looking at a living testimony. Y'all know where I come from. You know where I come from. And everybody say that to your friend, shake your hand. Them the ones that call them backstabbers.
All right, now.
Smile in your face. You remember that song? But you got a friend in Jesus. I heard him say, "Oh, what a friend we have in Jesus." Because James 3 said, "All of our sins to bear." You got a friend in Jesus. And you need to, if you ain't got him, if you do got him, you need to try to keep him in your heart. Because God said, "I dwell in the heart of man." Jesus is a spiritual thing. And all of us one of these days is going to be spiritual.
Amen.
Because the Bible says in the 22nd chapter of Matthew, they came to Christ and they said, now, the Sadducees, they didn't even believe in the resurrection anyway. They say, one of the brothers died and left the wife, and then another brother died and all this other stuff. They was trying to trap Jesus. But how can you trap God when God knows everything anyway?
Come on.
Jesus was a part of God.
Yes, he was.
God took us a part of him and said, look, that wasn't but a soul saved in the last world. I'm going to get some glory now. I'm going to take my son after 42 generations and send him down to planet Earth. And he's going to be lived like a human being. He's going to be tested. He's going to be tried. But he's going to die. And whosoever will call upon my name, on my son's name, that's why I want to sin 9 and 10. Every time I pray, you know, I bring that up. Matt, I said that if thou confess the Lord Jesus with thy mouth and shall be, let's back that thing up. In Romans 12 and 1 say Paul, and 10, Romans 10 and 1 say Paul say, brethren, my heart desire and prayer to God that Israel might be saved. Do you have some people in your family that ain't saved?
Right.
You know, I got some in mind. They always trying to talk about you. They're always trying to bring up what you done did in the past.
Oh, yeah.
They bring they've done now.
Uh-huh.
But they always bringing up down here what you done done.
That's right.
How you gonna be this and how you gonna be? What you mean? God looked beyond my fault this morning and saw I need his through his grace and his mercy. As soon as something happened, they'll tell it around trying to get up in there talking about pray for him.
That's right.
I got a brother like that.
Right.
Always bringing up head. I'm talking about him. Yeah, I'm talking about on the radio to my woman here. I don't care. We was talking the other day. Yeah, you know, Dowie. I said, yeah, but Dowie got his own construction company now. Dowie done got it together now. Dowie still got his funeral home. Dowie still got in there. And he still got his wife. Don't tell me how good God is here. Shut up and left me alone quick.
Uh-huh.
I can't talk about nobody.
Right.
And you can't write and talk about nobody because you was an alcoholic yourself. Even though you went to the military and you cost every $1 to you, you still was doing something I knew you had no.
Yeah,
you got every alcohol, every teeth. You got PhD and all this kind of stuff. But God ain't interested in that. The Lord is looking for a few good men to go and tell somebody about the Lord and what he has done. He pulled me up.
Oh, come on.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Yes, he.
But drop down.
Oh, Lord, yeah.
Look at that 15 bucks.
Yeah.
I closed my Bible. I think I can't, can you? Look at the 15. No. Let's go to the 14 verse. Let me show you how people are.
Come on.
Instead of them dying, happy for the man.
Come on, man.
They've been told the old Pharisees. And let me show you something. Let's back that thing up what means a little farther. Even the swine didn't want to be bothered with the devil. That's how crazy we is. It's in your Bible if you ain't tore it out. The demon say, can we go into the swine? Now they know who Jesus was. Here we are in our right elect man and still acting like we don't know who he is.
Say that. Say it.
It's in the text. Don't go over the Bible. Go open it. I know what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
Keep the Bible. And look down. They say in 14th verse, they say they went and told the religious leaders and all the folks. Now don't forget the dope heads wasn't even thinking about that now. The crack heads and all the folks, they weren't thinking about Jesus doing no killing them. It was the church. That was wrong now. The church, man, some people in church act like the world, worse than the world.
Watch it.
So right.
They went and told it. Oh, I know I'm right. I've been on this thing 25 years. And I know one thing. I'd have been up and I'd have been down. But the Lord will see you through every time. And when he bring you through, he touched people's heart, Diane. And he gonna bless you because you try to bless your pastor. I'm here to tell you, Diane, you better stand still for the Lord because the Lord got some stuff for you. Let me tell you something. God already told me, Eugene, whosoever bless you, I'm gonna bless them. I want identification. Miss Pat. They came to Jesus.
Yeah.
That old boy that had been sick and acting a fool, running up and down the graveyard with the dead folks.
Yeah.
Wasn't smelling too good.
Yeah.
Wasn't looking too good.
Yeah.
They had been put Jesus out of the city. Because he's very humble, and he got got agape love in his heart. Something like I do.
Yeah.
I know when people talking about me, but I overcome it with love. Because love covers a multitude of sins. I know when you're real, and I know when you're fake. But I still got love for the person. Because I want to see Jesus one of these old days. He told me, Eugene, I'm going to write it in your heart. And I'm going to make it plain for you. And there are going to be some people, and this was like 20 years ago, there are going to be some people that's going to be jealous of the money that I used to have. Right, I'm like that. He took that money and made me rich in me. And I couldn't understand for many years why he took my money. Had enough money to suffer me, but I was going down to a hell for a burning fire. That's why I can say, Jesus, for God I live, for God I die. Ain't he all right? Thank you, Jesus. They looked at him and they saw him. The same old power that was crazy. He in his right mind. I'm saying that to the people. He in his right mind. And he can see now. I was blind, but now I see. The Lord will open blind eyes. The Lord will see you through. They came to Jesus and they saw the boy. Jesus sitting down with him. Look beyond his smell. Look beyond how he looked. And hugged him and got down to that 19th verse. He told him, he said, I want you to go home. Tell your friends how I had compassion on you. Let the boy win. In the 20th verse, wrote that chapter to the city called the capital, and we told people, shall want you to see for yourself where I used to live in a graveyard. I used to live like an old rich man, but this man named Jesus, this man saved my soul, brought me out from the graveyard. I'ma say it again. I know he's all right. Can I get a witness up in here? I know he's all right. 10 seconds. Drop down to the 23rd verse of that chapter. Here comes Jairus. Fell down. Jesus' feet. Said Jesus. Jesus, I told people to it, fell down, and say, oh,
to the hills for his coming. My help comes from the Lord. And y'all, I don't know about you, but I know what that Sister Diane, I'm telling you again, the Lord will what you do. It's only because you have it. One of his servants makes no difference what the smuggler is saying. When you get old, don't nobody want to be bothered with you.
When you get old, hey. Nobody want to have us help you no more. No matter what you done done, children today, they want to stick you in the nursing home. But I heard Sister Diane, the old lady, begin to call her daughters. And her daughters begin to say, Mama, I just want to thank you, Mama, for praying for me. Thank you, Mama, for getting down on her knees. I tell my wife all the time, I say, Lakendra, you just don't know where I come from. I come from a Holy Ghost family where they wore their dresses down to their knees. And grandmama, you get in that closet. She was kind of heavy, and she would barely get down on her knees, New Jerusalem. And she would say, Calvary, go Calvary. Surely he died on Calvary. And she would say, Father, 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 look over you, Gene, because he can't see for himself. While I was out there running dope from here to there, Houston, Texas, Atlanta, and everywhere else, I remember the prayers of my grandmama. Thank you, grandmama. I know you're seeing me down there. Thank you for putting me to Mother of Bridge in New Orleans. Thank you. I need y'all to come. I need you to come see about me. I'm feeling y'all off. But the Holy Ghost got me now. I don't know if you don't feel the Holy Ghost, but I feel it. Whatever you can rest on you. That's on you. You know. But I know the Holy Ghost is here. She said, I need y'all to come home and see about mom. But it came to pass when they went and saw about mom. They said, Mama, we got to put you in the old folks' home. Mama, what happened to you? We've been gone for 10 years, but what happened to you? And by that time, Mama, with a soft, lamentable voice, she said, the Lord been good to me. They said, how can the Lord be good to you? And look how you look. And she said, sit down. I'm going to tell you why I look like this. When you was a little girl and your sister was playing for the Skin Shacks, instead of her, she was trying to put your eye out. I got in the way and got the shot for you. Sit down a little more while. You see the bird that's on my legs. Why this bird is on my legs? Because God was playing around the fire. And one day I saw you about to get in the fire. But instead of you getting in the fire,
let us give the Holy Spirit a hand.
Thank you.
Amen. Amen. The bells of the church.
Good day.
Is over.
Yeah.
Let the message preached today bless you and has led you to a deeper walk in the Lord.
New Jerusalem worship services are as follows. Sunday school at 9:30 a.m. Morning worship at 11 a.m. and Wednesday at 5 p.m. at Bible study.
New Beulah Baptist Church, 908 Carlos Street, Boyce, Louisiana. Service time, second and fourth Sunday, 8 a.m. morning worship and 9:30 a.m. Sunday school. God bless you.
This is the 70,000-watt voice of the community. K-A-Y-T. Gina Alexandria.
Good morning. Welcome to Johnson Temple Church of God in Christ with Pastor Maurice Johnson. Located at 200 Nona Street, Leesville, Louisiana, near the Berrytown Shopping Center. Contact Pastor Johnson by writing P.O. Box 259, Leesville, Louisiana, 71496, or phone 337-239-3845. Or 337-238-4063. And now, here's Johnson Temple.
Then in heaven, lift up my heart.